Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN. Is it any surprise that Jalen Hurts not only covered, but he won yesterday?
I was thinking about rookie quarterbacks or just young starters. And
dude, this year, every single time, except the Denver wide receiver.
Well, yeah, and he didn't even really start because Phillip Lindsay was the actual starting quarterback. That's actually true.
But when the Broncos, when Locke went down, not when Locke went down. Mike Glennon, he got, well, he's not a young, I mean, he's,
no.
But he came in and you're like, well, Mike Glennon starting this. No, Mike Glennon, cover. Garrett Gilbert for the Cowboys, cover. Patriots, who came in for Cam? Was it,
Stidham?
Did Stidham start the next game? Or no, I don't think Cam.
I don't think Cam has been benched.
No, but Cam, even Cam's first game when he started for the Patriots, starter went. Flacco, when Flacco came in for Darnold, he covered. Hurts covers. Who else did RG3 cover
against the Steelers? Wasn't that a 1914?
It was. That's right. No, that- he absolutely covered. Every single time. Yeah, Glennon. I mentioned Glennon. There's more. Oh, Taysom Hill. It covers when he, his first start. It's been time and time and time again. Every single time. So that Jalen Hurts started and covered is not at all. Oh, Nick Mullins started, covered.
I was even leaning more into the fact that young quarterbacks don't appear to be overwhelmed.
Mm-mm.
Is it easier to play quarterback in the NFL, or have we made it easier for young quarterbacks to succeed?
No, I think if you look at the second one, though, you get a little tape on the guy, and it's not nearly as good. But that first start, for whatever reason, we don't know what he's going to do.
Mm-hmm. But just look at the guys who have played extensively. Now Tua lost yesterday, now 4-2, but threw his first pick off a deflection. Tua's been fine, and in the last two games, better than fine. Herbert, offensive rookie of the year, possibly. If you, Burrow.
Burrow came in his first start.
Yeah, and almost
won. And you know, he looked good.
But just, even overall.
Right, overall.
Just the young quarterbacks in the league starting off.
Now, well, is it because they're more prepared now?
That's, I'm trying to figure it out. Yeah. Are they more prepared? Although people question the offenses some of them came from, although Herbert and Burrow and Tua didn't come from, like, quote-unquote gimmick offenses. Kyler was fine early, and he came from one of those offenses you weren't sure about. I mean, Baker, I mean, he had his downturn, but Baker in his first year.
Well, his first year
was more than fine. In fact,
as Hugh Jackson left, he was good.
In fact, they got an offensive coordinator head coaching
Daniel
job.
Daniel Jones is. Now, there are the Dwayne Haskins.
True.
Then the Mitch Trubisky's.
But Mitch Trubisky wasn't bad early.
Didn't
they make the playoffs with Mitch Trubisky?
No.
I don't know if it was his rookie year, but they made the playoffs on him early in his career.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So I don't know what that is.
Right. Oh, PJ Walker's first start Panthers. He won.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Might question why he's not playing right now.
I mean, because they look bad right now. Yeah. I saw it. Well, and here's one of the reasons, maybe. You know what an amazing stat came out this before the game? Kyler Murray, going into yesterday, was 10-2 when he runs the ball five times. And when he runs less than five times, he was like 4-16.
We're talking about design runs or scrambles?
No, just running the ball. Five runs or more.
Man, I can get you.
So you have to, if you're Cliff, You got to make sure the dude is running because you can't. Yeah, I can certainly see that. Now I have to account for him more. Yeah, I've always got to have a spy. That's one less defender.
How many first downs, how many drives does he extend? How many second and shorts does he create because he scrambles on first down? And Kyler's the guy who doesn't take big hits. So we've seen him in college, now in the NFL. Not a lot of Kyler Murray big hit highlights. So why wouldn't you incorporate it more? And he's low to the ground. There's not a lot to aim at. He is a running back out there when he's running. Why wouldn't you? I mean, you do it judiciously, but maybe Kyler should be getting 6 to 7 design runs a game. Well, right. Options, at least.
Yeah, and just got a text. Yeah, the coaches are running more college-designed offenses.
Yeah, I see, too, a lot of the jet motion, orbit motion for him, and it makes the defense declare a little bit. He can get the ball out.
Yeah.
So you saw it quite a bit.
And quite frankly, these college concepts are, well, you're dumb if you don't. If you got Kyler Murray and you're going to make him sit in the pocket, then that's just stupid.
Even if you are, why wouldn't you incorporate things that he's comfortable with instead of jamming him into it? And that's why they hired Cliff,
and how
right?
about using and most of the guys that are coming out now are athletic.
Yeah.
How about using their skill set instead of just, you know, dropping back like Dan Marino? They're not Dan Marino. There's no Dan Marinos anymore.
Get them on the move. Allow their feet to become a threat.
My God, that's all Trubisky did yesterday. Everything was a rollout, throw it to the flat.
And also,
all day.
It simplifies Trubisky, an extreme example, because the Texans allowed him to do that. But even it simplifies it. Hey, you got two reads on this side of the field, and if it doesn't work, either you gain what you can or throw it out of bounds. We're not going to overcomplicate things, particularly as you're still learning. So it's just been impressive, the young quarterbacks, and this has gone on for a couple years now. And we go back to RG3, where he had the horrific injury that sidelined him, but his rookie year, he was awesome. And you know why? Because Shanahan saw what he did in college, and it came back to bite him because he got hurt running, or in the pocket. No, he just got hurt. But give these guys what they saw in college and make it as easy as possible, and then you can build them into complete quarterbacks.
Man, what do you do if you're the Eagles?
You play Jalen Hurts again.
I know.
I know you're paying Carson Wentz, but you can't. Look, he wasn't throwing the ball all over the field. Made a good throw to Alshon Jeffries for the touchdown, but over 100 yards rushing, 100. If he's Taysom Hill, he didn't win yesterday's game, but Taysom Hill was undefeated doing certain things like Jalen does. Why don't you look at the Saints' plan? You're not as good, and do that for now. You're not going anywhere with Carson Wentz.
Well, did he
right
catch,
now?
Yeah, did he catch up to him a little bit with Taysom yesterday?
It was one game, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But we'll see. It was one.
It was one game against a not a very good football team, although they played okay.
But Taysom Hill's kept them above water. In fact, kept them in the hunt for the number one seed.
Yeah.
So the Eagles should be looking at them and going, we don't have an Alvin Kamara, but Miles Sanders, when we put him alongside a running threat, looked pretty good yesterday.
Yeah, no. Miles Sanders is fine.
He's a good player. So do that until.
And go find Alvin Kamara.
And draft one, yeah. But as far where you are right now, what does Carson Wentz provide?
No. Well, and they were talking about it this morning on the show. They're like, what if they if because they drafted Jalen Hurts where they drafted him, if that affected Carson Wentz?
That's what some people say.
Then how soft is he?
Didn't he say something?
And now he's going to be in a corner all balled up.
But Carson Wentz did allude to the fact that it messed with them, that they drafted Jalen Hurts in the second round. I think he voiced that.
Dude, don't voice that. You were the guy. You're the guy. They gave you $109 million, $66.47 million guaranteed.
He did not voice it, but the report is that Wentz lost confidence when Jalen Hurts got there. It's an isolated theory, but a common feeling among those within the organization. They sense that he realized, wait a minute, you drafted the quarterback in the second round? So clearly you're not completely sold on me, and people said it affected him.
That's so.
He didn't say it. I will take that back. There's no report that he said it, but people believe that it affected him.
If that's the dude, they gave you a $109 million contract. They believe in you, okay?
Just look at Aaron Rodgers. They drafted a guy in the first round. Aaron Rodgers just fine.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, there's the opposite. Aaron Rodgers said, watch this.
Yeah, I'll show you.
With no receivers. Watch this. Of course, they don't have anything in Philadelphia either.
No.
Not as bad as here, but it's bad. 713-780-3776, the number. if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. I need you to talk right now. I need to talk right now about HR&P. I need you to talk to your, if you're a CEO, CFO, I need you all to sit down and talk about how you can get HR&P into your company. Listen, are you 100% satisfied with your payroll company? If they didn't have the answers for you with the all of the COVID and the SBA and the PPP, if they didn't have an answer right now for you on things that you needed, if they haven't been, if they don't know what they're doing with the Affordable Care Act, okay, as far as your taxes go, HR&P has experts in these fields that are coming up with solutions for your business. And, you know, during these trying times, you want your business to get back and to be on top once again. You need somebody that's going to help lead you there. And that's what HR&P is doing. I mean, they have been doing this. So, listen, these are tough times to navigate. That's what these guys do. And it's not only a payroll company, it's an HR company, but it's also an advisory for you on how to get to where your business needs to be. These guys will help you. Let them customize a plan for you. Give them a call, 281-880-6525, 281-880-6525, or go to hrp.net.
SportsMapBets.com is live. Stay up to date with betting guides for this week's NFL and college football action, or check out SportsMapBets research tools and keep the lead in your fantasy league. SportsMapBets.com has all the info you need to make the best play.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here, hang with me and Del as we take you into the press box at the top of the hour.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Lazy J wants to get on. What up, Lazy J?
What's going on? Good morning, folks. What's going on, man? I got two quick questions for y'all this morning. Do you think that maybe Carson Wentz is maybe he already got his money? Maybe he's tired of football. He already bought 200 acres out of Willis, Texas. You think he's just ready to go back and be a farm boy and maybe, you know, quit football in the next couple of years? And then also, I guess this is for maybe Dale. Or John also. What do you think? Do you think that DeAndre Hopkins made Deshaun Watson? And you know how some people say that quarterbacks make receivers? Do you think that receivers make quarterbacks?
Oh, I think, well, look at what Deshaun's throwing to right now. And you tell me that's, it's going to be, that's going to be good for Deshaun. Absolutely. Tyreek Hill is really and Travis Kelce have helped. Now Mahomes is awesome, but if he had Chad Hansen and Darren Fells to throw to, Patrick Mahomes wouldn't be all that. No. Yeah, so the receivers, absolutely. If you're breaking away free all the time, and I can find you, and I can deliver you the ball. I mean, these are pro quarterbacks. They can deliver the football to guys that are open. I mean, Tyreek Hill is just, man, you talk about that guy, such a weapon.
I was watching them up close yesterday, and the little end around that he ran for a touchdown, okay. But the throw that Mahomes made, I was like, oh, he just overthrew him. No, just ran under it. I was like, okay. Like, I saw, you see the play developing, and okay, if he catches that, that's a touchdown. It was the start of the second half, and I'm like, but that ball's clearly, he's not going to get to that. He got to it pretty easily. And made it. He's different. There's no one else like him.
Not only that, if I've got no separation from my defensive back, I've got the tiniest of window to get it to. If he's 2 yards ahead of him, now I've got room for error.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
And he's a ball winner too.
Yeah.
Even if there's too much air on it and a guy.
And is there a better ball winner than DeAndre Hopkins?
No.
So, I mean, yeah. Did he help Deshaun? Yes. Absolutely. He helped Deshaun.
I don't know if he made Deshaun. He made Deshaun's life easier because great players will do that for you.
Deshaun has been really good this
year. But Deshaun's been really good. I've never liked referendums after one game. Yeah, he didn't have a good game yesterday, but the team, this is what you get when your team is bad. That's a bad team that he's quarterbacking, and sometimes bad outings are going to happen.
He was sacked 6 times. I mean, it's just, I'm not holding this against Deshaun.
Yeah, that's why when you said you had him, I'm like, all right, you got a feeling, but they're a bad team.
What's a bad team?
So when bad teams play, particularly on the road, you're gonna have stinkers. And the Texans are well within their capabilities to put out stinkers. And I think they'll play better next week against the Colts.
For whatever reason, Well, I think they got a. We'll see if they play better.
I don't know about winning. Maybe this one broke everyone, but I think you'll see a better performance.
Mm-mm.
I don't know if you'll win. A better performance could be a 2-score loss, by the way. That's how bad you were.
No, anything. Well, that bar is low. That bar is low. Shane wants to get in there. He's an Auburn fan. What do you say, Shane?
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So I've been a lifelong Auburn fan. I've ridden the highs and the lows. I can't say I'm upset about Malzahn being fired. I think it was just a matter of time. I think now with the buyout being, you know, $21.4 million or whatever, a little surprising. I'm curious to see who they go after. I do not want Hugh Freeze. I'm not impressed by him. I do not. I think it'll be another 5 or 6 years of mediocrity, and then he'll be gone. Not really crazy about Napier from Louisiana. Curious and intrigued by Cristobal from Oregon. I know he can recruit really well. I don't know if I'm sold on him yet. My personal choice would be Fickell from Cincinnati. I don't know if he would take a job down south, or if Matt Campbell would take a job, you know, down south either. I didn't know. Maybe you guys had any thoughts on that as far as who you think might be a possibility?
Well, if there's over $21 million left on that deal, there's somebody already, Shane.
That's what I'm thinking. They wouldn't have done it if they didn't have somebody lined up already. I don't know who the heck they're going to go after. And I hope and pray it's not Hugh Freeze, because I don't like the baggage, and I honestly – he had a couple good runs at Ole Miss, but nothing that I was blown away by.
I mean, you know, you'll be on. Well, you get Hugh Freeze, and you'll be on probation in about three or four years.
Oh yeah, they basically have a show. The SEC basically has a show cause on him.
Yeah, so. the commissioner would have to rubber stamp to let him back in. So before Auburn could even really do it.
Yeah. Well, is that five? Yeah. What is that last 5 years?
I think it's a 5 year. So I'm not sure how long he's been out of Ole Miss.
I want to say 17 was his last season. So he's got two more.
So Auburn would have to file in this. I don't know what the process is, but they'd have to put in his name, and Sankey would have to be like, sure, come back in. Who knows?
Well, maybe you pay off the commissioner.
Why would you allege anything like that in the SEC, John?
You pay him off so that you can get the guy that's going to pay off the players in. I mean, it's just
This is how the circle will go, in your eyes at least. Thanks for the call, Shane. They'll pay off Sankey, and then Saban will get pissed because he's acquiring talent, and Saban like, wait, not him, not there. And Saban won't have to pay anyone off. He's just Saban. And then there will be an inquiry, maybe a phone call to NCAA from some SEC source, and then Auburn's back on probation. Or on probation, excuse me.
Huh.
That's how it works. Don't mess with Saban.
Don't mess with Saban.
That's
no.
all I'm saying. I mean, but as far you would think that
little
money
dictator
about to win another title, possibly. You would think that much money for the buyout, they gotta have a guy. You can't go on a search. Someone has already said I'm taking this job that they want.
Yeah.
My thought is, where does Auburn on the pecking order, not pecking order, but where do they stand? What should they be expecting? Because fans are crazy. Is Luke Fickell has proven to be a good coach, and Shane has some questions about whether he wants to be in the SEC in that environment. Some guys don't like it. What's the level of coach Auburn should be looking for? What should they be expecting?
I think Luke Fickell will be a great hire.
So do I.
Yeah.
But I wonder if Luke Fickell wants any part of that.
Or are they like Texas, that unless it's Urban Meyer or Bob Stoops or whatever?
Well, they've never had.
And oh, by the way, yeah. I mean, you've won.
They won in 2010 with a generational talent, and then they got there in 2013. Caught quite a lot of breaks to get there, but they got there and almost beat Florida State to win a title.
Yeah. I don't know what you expect. You know, you're 6-4 this year, Auburn.
Yeah, are you? I
know who you are.
I believe they can find someone better. Because if you're Auburn, you got to say to yourself, can we develop a quarterback at any point? Gus, you're an offensive guy. Do you have any interest in developing a quarterback? Can you find a guy who that would be my biggest. You don't have to find a coach that does that, but he should have a plan in place to say yes. At Auburn, we know what's happening in our state as far as quarterback play. Alabama's kicked it up quite a bit. We will develop quarterbacks here because that's the only way you're going to win. Bo Nix, the Bo Nix experience ain't a great one from time to time.
No. And neither was the Stidham.
No.
And that's a pro quarterback that you really didn't do much with. Yeah, he regressed.
I mean, you look at who their biggest success stories as far as quarterback, Cam, which was Cam, and he transferred in. How much did they really have to do with that for a year? And Nick Marshall, who was a Georgia.
How much did they have to do with it?
I'm not doing what you're doing. I see what you're doing. And
250,000 reasons
allegedly,
why.
Marshall was a transfer DB from Georgia. Those are the best quarterbacks in Malzahn as the OC and then as the head coach since he's been there. A transfer DB and Cam, who wasn't even your guy to begin with.
No.
They need to find a guy who will make that a priority and get it done.
Do you see, you think Mackenzie Milton will start at Florida State?
Unless he's compromised because of injury, there's no one there who should keep him from doing it. I mean, you look at their roster, there's a couple freshmen who barely played and weren't good.
I wonder if he'll translate his size, at a higher level.
Well,
week in, week out.
Well, up until, I mean, he's skinny, yes, but up until Saturday, Derrick King was just fine. Not that he played out all that poorly, but Derrick King's whatever. And he's just fine. Same conference. They're both coming from the same conference.
Yeah, but Derrick King's a different kind of player.
Mackenzie Milton is he can move, but Mackenzie Milton will throw
He's more of a thrower.
Yeah, but they found a way. I mean, for much of that season, Derrick King was really, really good. So I think
he'll be an improvement for Florida State.
I think the problem is the team he is going to offensively won't be as talented, at least as far as on-field production, as the one he left.
Right.
That's his biggest problem. You can talk about Mackenzie Milton all you want. He's not joining. He's going to be at a talent disadvantage, and it shouldn't be the case at Florida State, but he had better talent offensively, particularly relatively speaking, when compared to the rest of the conference, than he will have at Florida State when he was at UCF. That'll be his biggest adjustment. Wait a minute. My guys used to run by guys. What are you guys doing?
Yeah. Oh, no. He was – Central Florida out-talented the teams they were playing.
And he thinks he's going to look around and go, the team I left is more talented than this team. That's going to be his biggest shock.
Yep. Hey, I got to talk right now. And anybody else wants in? 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. You can come hang with us. I got to talk right now about the Tempting Touch pajamas from Pajamagram. They are awesome. I'm getting my wife. Don't tell her. Anybody out there, please don't tell her. But guess what? The Tempting Touch pajamas, that's on the list. She wanted pajamas, and these are perfect. And she wants them soft. She wants them to be, and these are. They're micro velvet is what they're called. And they are silky, smooth, addictively soft. She's going to love them. Your wife will love them too. You can still see the curves in the coat in her cozy head to toe and compliment her every curve. This is what you're looking for in a pajama, guys. And so if you're looking for these Tempting Touch pajamas, go right now. And they got great packaging. I mean, the Tempting Touch, you can buy two and get a great deal on them right now. You also get free gift packaging, so you don't have to wrap, which is going to be perfect. All you got to do is go to pajamagram.com. It's a great gift, great, great gift. Delivered to your home, and delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. Pajamagram.com, pajamagram.com. Tell them that I sent you.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Wow, I'm looking at Rivers McCown put out snap counts. Whitney Mercilus had 37 this week, 48 last week. That is embarrassing. A guy that you're giving $54 million to. Mercilus played 85 snaps in the last two games. No tackles, one quarterback hit late in that game. He had zero stats again for most of the game. He had a quarterback hit late. It's just, talk about, of all of the bad signings and moves by Bill O'Brien, given Whitney Mercilus, $54 million might be the worst.
Did they formerly have the most expensive wide receiver unit in football and also have the most expensive linebacker unit in football?
I think so, yeah. Between
McKinney and Cunningham.
Yeah,
and
Cunningham, Mercilus. Yeah.
Does Cunningham's deal kick in next season? So maybe they have avoided that tag this year. I don't know. But either the guys aren't available to play, lack of production, or simply just being awful. It's a lot of money allocated to a position to not get anything out of it.
Yeah, I think next year, because Cunningham is making five. He's 5'8" against. No, his dead cap is 23. I think it's kicked in already. Yeah, he got 15. He got a signing bonus and everything. So this year's 5, next year's 11, following year 12, 9, 13, 9, 15, 9, 15, 4. Goodness gracious.
What are we doing? Well, what are you doing? Bernard McKinney, his deal. You can't give that money to
inside linebackers.
And not even, and you, we're talking about, if you're giving that money to an inside linebacker, we're talking about, you're giving it to an all pro. And these guys aren't all pros. And despite Cunningham being your best player last year on defense, what are you doing?
And you got another year of Whitney. His cap hit next year is 12. His dead cap is 15. I don't think you can withstand that. The year after, though, after 2021, it's only $3 million. Then you can get out of it.
He handed out $58 million. Now, some of it's funny money because who knows? Not all of us guaranteed, but just on the strength of the contract, the numbers. 4 years, 58 to Zach Cunningham. Bernard McKinney, you gave 5 years, $50 million to. And how much?
4 years, $54
million. So we're talking about over 160.
Over 150.
Yeah, certainly 150, but 160 million.
Yeah, over 160
million to those three guys.
Wow. Dumbest team ever. I mean, this is not even arguable. And your kicker is $16 million. It's contract after contract. The dumbest team ever. And it's showing right now. Somebody tweeted out, this has Bill O'Brien's fingerprints all over it. It really does.
And he doesn't get to ride out this awfulness, but this is him, and not alone. Easterby can take some of it too, but what a terrible way to run a franchise. Money to inside linebackers, an unproductive rush linebacker. Money to Stills and Cooks and Cobb, and none of them are available to end the year. And you wish Whitney wasn't around. Honestly. In fact, you are doing things to make him less impactful. Not that he would be anyway. You're taking his snaps away, which is the right thing to do. But congratulations. That's your team, John. Congratulations.
Yeah. No, that's my team. Romeo Crennel says, we let him play and we protect him as best we can. He is responsible for some of that if he holds the ball too long. I know he wants to make every play. He waits for guys to come open. He can wait all day. Your receivers ain't separating from anybody. This just in. I mean, Kiki QT can run across the field and possibly get open, but who? I mean, but I'll tell you this. Chad Hansen, 7 targets, 7 catches.
At least he catches the ball.
At least he catches the ball.
You look at the Texans, and I almost feel like if I watch the Texans on Saturday and the Texans on Sunday, it almost feels like they do the same things offensively where Deshaun and Sam Ehlinger holds the ball, by the way. Tom Herman back. Sam Ehlinger holds the ball a beat longer than normal because there's no one open, and then he has to move around and make a play. Deshaun does that not always out of necessity, but it feels like quite a bit of the time, hold, move around, avoid a guy, then make a play. How many times is a guy catching the ball on time, Deshaun's at the top of the drop, and the ball gets out? And the ball comes out.
Well, but again,
I'm not blaming. Yeah. I'm just telling you that you can tell what this offense is and how much he has to do when he just can't get to the top of the drop, fire. Top of the drop, fire. Nope, hold it for a second. And some of that's on him. But Kiki QT, how many of his plays are because Deshaun held it, avoided a guy, and QT's running around and gets behind a guy, gets away from a guy, and he catches the ball, and it's a big game because Deshaun did all that 30 yards up the field.
That's the only way. The only way.
These are your wide receivers.
Yeah.
Not a lot of just standing in the pocket, finding guys down the field. He has to do things to extend plays over and over again.
7-3. Oh, you got a good commissioner for your league, though.
Which league?
Jim Phillips is the new ACC commissioner.
Yeah, Swofford's retiring. All right. Is that the Northwestern AD?
The Northwestern AD. One of the smart guys. You got a smart guy.
I mean, I don't know. As long as he does, well, what's he going to do? Just give preferential treatment to Clemson? That's the goal. That's what he's supposed to do, right?
Well, that's the only thing you can do.
And then bend over for Notre Dame when they decide they want something?
Yeah.
That's what was done this year. I don't know what a commissioner means. I mean, isn't their deal, they're locked into a deal with ESPN? I don't know. What does the commissioner do?
Well, he could have led you through this, through the pandemic. Although Swofford didn't do a bad job in the ACC.
Yeah, what are they?
No, but you can see when there is a bad job being done.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, Kevin Warren and Larry Scott avoid some of it because Kevin Warren, the Big Ten commissioner, took all of it. And the Pac-12 was like, yeah, we'll just do what they do. And Larry Scott, people have issues with him, but not nearly as many people know his name. And he's been around longer. Just Kevin Warren was at the forefront.
Vanderbilt looks like they're going to get Notre Dame's DC, Clark Lee, as their new head coach.
I think Clark Lee is a Vanderbilt guy.
He is.
Yeah, I believe so.
And it looks like our guy... Rick Smith is getting an interview with the Lions for their GM job. That'd be nice if Rick landed on his feet.
Yeah. I mean, he's been on a bit of a tour trying to get his name back out there.
I mean, he was part of the coup. He was part of the overthrown government.
Yeah, Clark Lee played at Vanderbilt, and he graduated 2004.
Well, SMAC kid.
2004. He's a young guy, 38 years old.
Yeah, he's one of the SMAC kids, so he should get a job. Yeah, so 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. You mentioned Tom Herman back. Yeah, because if you don't get, I mean, I think that was just a forced job, right? I mean, we're not gonna shoehorn a Matt Campbell in, or
well, who knows who they reached out to and who knows who said no?
Yeah, right.
And when you're, but we know who said no. Urban said no, and then
that's it.
That made everyone else look like second choice, which we all know that's the case. You don't always get your first choice, but they always pretend we got our guy. It was clear they didn't get their guy, and maybe they decided, you know what? Tom Herman's buyout plus paying whoever else's buyout, then paying their staffs. And who knows? Tom Herman just hired two new coordinators, so who knows how much it would have cost to get to say bye to them. They probably just said, hey, it's a lot of money to be paying a guy who isn't even our first choice. We'll see how this works out.
Well, and we can't, we're Texas. We can't get a Matt Campbell or somebody from Iowa State.
Oh, you mean the guy participating in the Big 12 title game?
Yeah, we can't do that.
Huh.
We're not going to, oh, because you win the Big 12 title game, now all of a sudden we're going to take your coach?
Oh, well, they took Houston's coach.
Well, yeah, but, well, we don't.
And we know how they think about Houston.
Oh, no, they're below. No, no
so,
question.
So you are above taking the Iowa State coach? I'm not even taking a shot at Houston, but if we're going from the arrogant view of Texas, if you take the Houston coach, you can take the Iowa State coach. The Iowa State coach beats you, actually. I don't know. Maybe Matt Campbell said, nah, I don't want any part of that either. The coaches say no all the time. And as much as we like to pretend Texas is an attractive job, it is. It is. Not everybody wants what comes with that. Because you're not Mac was perfect. He could, when everything was going right, Mac could coach or be a CEO and shake hands and ingratiate himself. Everyone loves Mac. Maybe Matt Campbell's just a football coach. Don't want any part of that.
Yeah. And the way, you know, Franklin would have been a choice, but not the way they played this year. You can't take James Franklin coming off of this year. Not at Texas. Not
the perception, yeah.
Not at Texas.
You can't take Texas. Our coach went 6-3. Franklin, what did they finish? 3-5 or something like that? I forgot. I don't think they won their last.
But they won again. Yeah, I think they were 3-5.
They won their last three, I think. But, yeah, you can't take James Franklin coming off 3-5. Not at Texas.
So what championship game won't be played this week?
Well, the Big Ten one is scheduled for noon. Not that the time matters so much. Which one do you think? Well,
Pac-12
has an issue because Washington may not have any available players, and that would mean Oregon would get in against USC.
That's just
at 3-2.
That is,
by the way, the Oregon Washington game didn't get played. Washington still may have problems.
Is there any way Clemson and Notre Dame kind of fudge this thing?
Well, we talked about this. Dabo came out strong this weekend talking about he didn't mention their name, but he took a shot at Ohio State for not.
Well, he came after Sankey.
Sankey, the SEC commissioner, said the ACC was doing things to make it as easy as possible for their two teams, which he's not wrong about that.
No.
But Dabo said, yeah, we played enough games. We should, whatever, look at the Big Ten. Or he said, six games isn't enough, whatever he said. Ohio State's catching bullets, just standing there, which is what college football is about. I don't think they'll do it. I just think, I mean, the conspiracy theorist in some of us would say, why not? Is the CFP going to keep you both? Is going to knock one of you out if you don't play? No. But I think he gets played. I don't think ESPN is going to be down to take away one of their big jewels of the weekend. And is the Big Ten is playing their title game at noon. What are they, the AAC?
Apparently.
How did that come up? I know they have the Big Noon kickoff, but this is a little absurd. I know Fox loves that branding, but even then, the Big Ten title game was at night.
Ratings at noon because they're not able to.
Yeah, maybe they don't want to.
The Big Ten don't want to go heads up against the SEC.
It won't even be the SEC. That game will be ending. They don't want to go up against the 2-3 matchup in the ACC.
In the ACC,
because we know the SEC game is usually at the 2:30 slot. Yeah. CBS loves that slot. The ACC game is a night game, and the Big Ten had generally gone against it. Not this year.
No, I don't think you want to compete with Clemson. No.
Clemson, Notre Dame? No.
No.
No. Although it's a
Ohio State, Northwestern against Clemson, Notre Dame?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it could have been anyone. Well, there's no one on that other side of the division.
And
that's
how about Wisconsin?
Attractive.
How piss poor they turned out to be.
Well, you got on Graham Mertz's undercarriage.
I already had. He's not the Heisman Trophy winner. He did have that game, remember?
Against Illinois.
Yeah, yeah. Who fired Lovie Smith too? By the way.
Yeah, another guy gone.
All right. We got news of the weird coming your way next, right here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, champion, be a champion. Those are my peeps over there. I love what they do. What they do for me is every month I pay less. It's just a fact, people. You got to go. All you got to do is go to champion.energy/1560. Champion.energy/1560. If you're looking for the best way to get that. I know it's cold outside, so you're not even thinking about it. But guess what? In Houston, I'm pretty sure it's going to get hot. Go look at your bill and see if your contract is up. If your contract is up and your company hasn't told you and that they can get you a better rate, or they're just charging you the rate that you were working with before because that was in your contract that's expired, then go with ours. Because every time my contract is up, they go, hey, we got a better rate for you. I swear, it seems like it's every single time that my contract is up, and I've been with them for a dozen years. They're like, hey, we got a better rate. Go with this. I was like, yep, do it, done. Champion.energy/1560.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now. Do it. Do it. Do it now.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Wisconsin officials are urging families to pass on tradition of eating raw meat, Del. Do you think that you are pissed at Wisconsin officials that they don't want you to eat raw meat anymore?
That's a tradition in Wisconsin?
I guess.
What's the raw meat? Beef? What are they eating raw?
Yeah, hamburger.
For what?
I can't get in because it's USA Today and they won't let me.
I didn't know it was a thing. No, I'm not pissed. Seems like aren't there side effects eating raw beef?
Is there?
I don't know. How raw does it have to be considered
raw? I guess
raw?
It's just raw.
Huh. You just bought it from the store and you just eat some ground chuck without even searing it?
Yeah. Did you see the dude in...
It's called a cannibal sandwich.
Yeah, it is.
It was constant tradition.
Cannibal sandwich.
Yeah, it's... It's also known... No, it's the cannibal sandwich consists of raw lean ground beef served on bread, especially rye cocktail bread.
No,
with sliced
I don't
onions,
want that.
Salt and pepper. It's also known as tiger meat, steak tartare, or simply raw...
Yeah, see, you can eat steak tartare.
Simply raw.
Well, why is rye... Raw beef burger? Onions. Who wants that? What's wrong with you people?
Wisconsin does. Ask Joel when he comes in. Joel, I know you're out there.
Yeah, Joel, you eat a cannibal sandwich?
Yeah.
Jerks. See the dude who climbed out on the wing of the plane in Vegas?
No, what did he do that for?
I don't know. No.
Drugs? Was it drugs, John?
Well, he's out there. He's in shorts, no shoes. Or maybe, maybe he does have shoes on. And he fell, face planted, arrested. I mean, if I'm on that plane, I'm so pissed, dude.
Yeah, how did he get up there?
I don't know, but. He's out there. He's a nut job. He's got to be nuts. Or he's
did
wasted.
He crawl? Yeah.
Bath salts.
There's some logistics I have to figure out. How did he get up there? Did he crawl up the parts of the plane to crawl up?
How do you get out? Yeah.
That's what I don't know. You're not saying he's a
passenger.
Yeah,
he did take his shoes off. And then he can't. He wants to get up. The wing
he's
goes
trying to get
up.
At the very top.
And then he's going to just face plant. Is he?
The cops go out there, or the sheriff try to get him, and he's sliding because the plane's not built from the dude. Oh, the video cut off.
Where does he think he's going to go at the top of this wing?
I don't know.
And he's going to fall. And oh boy.
And the stupid ABC News cut off the part where he fell. Like they cut it off right before he hit the ground. That's bad. That's bad. I wanted to see that. He's being surrounded.
Oh, I got it. I saw him fall.
No, I saw it, and then
totally sweet. And then they cut it off
before you see the impact. Right, it's unfortunate.
I want to see how bad he's hurt. Idiot.
Well, they're pulling out the stretcher, so he's pretty hurt.
Yep. So what else is happening? Oh, did you see the 2-year old the family that got kicked off the plane because their 2-year old wouldn't wear a mask?
The 2-year old had the refused.
The 2-year old, the dad was trying to put it on, and the kid wouldn't. The little baby girl.
I thought there was a rule where you didn't have to put them on.
That's
small
and they got kicked off the plane by United.
Well, and particularly for the airline when I was trying to see if I was going to fly out to California to see my mom for Christmas. They're like, hey, round trip, $87.
Oh,
and
sweet.
They're kicking people off the plane.
Yeah. Well, then you got to get those fares. You got to get everybody on. No, a 2-year old wouldn't. So the stewardess. Or the air waitress said, hey, you got to have, that kid's got to have a mask on. She's 2.
Yeah, I thought there was something where we just accepted that small children have to wear them.
Actually, the CDC says, I think it's the CDC or one of them, said if you're under 12, actually, your windpipes aren't strong enough. And a lot of times, little kids really can't breathe because they don't have enough airflow with a mask on. So kids... Actually, it starts at 12 years old when you have to start wearing a mask.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. Some people put masks around their small children when at the grocery store, but for most of the time, particularly someone the age of 2, no, they're not wearing masks.
Have you ever had a 2-year-old?
No, thankfully.
Hello, sir. I'm going to have to ask you to grab your belongings. This guy kicked him off the plane.
Because
I cannot believe that.
In his best effort, he was trying to do what, you know, even though it was probably unnecessary, and the kid, as you might imagine, wasn't complying, so they removed him. And I caught you calling them air waitresses and stewardesses.
You didn't, yes.
Yeah, I heard it. They don't like that.
They don't like what?
Air waitress.
What? I don't like when they're kicking a 2-year-old off a plane.
It's not your 2-year-old. What do you care so much
for? No, I do. Have you ever had a 2-year-old?
I just thought
you know.
They're
the worst people in the world. They don't listen to anything you say. They cry. They scratch your face. They do. They're terrible, horrible people.
Look, it goes in line with my theory that kids that age aren't really people. They don't have empathy.
None.
They don't care about your feelings, and they're just these things that all they do is want.
That's it.
That's not a person.
Yeah.
That's not how you. That's my kids that age aren't people. They have to start caring about other people's feelings before they become people.
What about 6-year-old George Johnson?
What did he
secretly
do?
Racked up more than $16,000 in Apple App Store charges for his favorite video games. And mom's like, what the?
After the first 1,000, you didn't know?
How did you not know, Mom?
Yeah.
Apparently here, now I'm going over here to do stuff while you're just sitting there all day.
Well, you should have put...
I don't know what mom's doing.
You have the ability to put, you know... blocks on where the kid doesn't just have free access, and you have to type in a code so you can make a purchase. Those are things you can avoid. That's on mom.
Yeah, no, that's on you. There's no question. That's on you. No question. You how about watching your kid? Wait, first of all, how does your 6-year-old know how to put? Because any 6-year-old wants something, you do it, and you don't have my card. You don't have the ability. Nothing.
Well, the card is already on the phone, so that's why you have to block it. You have to provide a password to, you know, make purchases.
Yeah.
So no. that's on. Mom didn't go through the extra security.
I'm looking at this is from the UK because it says mum. A husband is going viral after taking his wife of 14 years on a Christmas do. And giving her an annual review. He reviews her behavior, her performance, and including bedroom skills from the year. Do you think that this might catch on here, where men should be grading how their women perform? Punctuality and attendance, she got an excellent.
Oh, that's nice.
Attitude and respectfulness, just a fair. Accepts criticism, needs improvement. Job knowledge, excellent. Let's see, where else did she fare poorly? Cooperation, poor. She was not very good at inventory. fully aware of covered inventory to avoid a situation where we have enough beans to feed the whole world. Okay. Technical skills, not great. Where is her housewife duties?
Marital duties? Is that on the list too?
Yeah. Evening entertainment. She was good. Family entertainment. I don't know if they're doing stuff in front of the family. I don't know.
Unlikely.
Probably not. Hopefully not. Conflict resolution. Seeks constructive approaches to resolving workplace issues. Bad.
He didn't judge her marital relations? He didn't review that? Like,
yeah, apparently there was in there. Availability. I don't know. I guess technical. I don't know. Housewife duties. Oh, no. Ironing and mopping. She got a good. She was good there.
Is that, would this be considered insulting if you're the woman when your husband is evaluating you and putting it on paper?
Despite part of the review read, despite a difficult year, Sophie Stairs has managed to maintain a strong work ethic and succeeded in keeping the house and family ticking over very well.
Oh, that's...
that's nice.
That's complimentary.
Yeah, she got a... yeah.
I don't know if she's going to like you writing it down.
But we will be looking for a new approach from Sophie Stairs to this as the world returns to normal. Her conflict resolution. That's where we're...
look, yeah. I don't like to call people heroes,
but
I'm not going to call this man hero, but he's brave for doing it.
I think this guy has started something that should be a tradition
all right.
now.
If I create a form for you, will you fill it out? For Wendy?
For Wendy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't...
no? Is that a no?
I don't know that.
You think she'll appreciate it?
I want to see if it catches on elsewhere.
Okay,
first.
Sure.
It's in the UK. It's not here yet.
Yeah, that's overseas.
That's not here yet. When it gets here, then I'll let you know.
All right.
We're done. Press box next.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at